transmuted ball created by Opal Song. Once upon a time, there was a young country boy from Rezimbul named Ed. He always dreamed of marrying a prince. Okay, that's a bald-faced lie. He dreamed about alchemy. Even later, once he and his brother were on their quest and they actually met princes, like they knew Ling, he still never dreamed of marrying a prince or princess and being swept off into the life of luxury. Though he did suppose that, you know, life of luxury would give him more time to do alchemy, but it actually honestly sounded kind of boring. What he never expected was to dream about marrying, like, a general. That really was never on his to-do list. But sometime after, like, his brother got his body back and they fixed up the world and stopped father from, like, destroying everything, Ed got a letter. It was all formal and shit. And he opened it up and... the fuck? It was an invitation to one of their, like, the military's, like, super formal events. And here's the thing. Ed had quit the military after the whole father debacle. Because Al had his body back. They were good. He was done. He quit. He was definitely well known enough that he could get work anywhere he wanted. So, like, why was he being invited to one of the military's super formal, super fancy balls? Turns out, Mustang invited him as his plus one. What? General Mustang invited him, Edward Elric, as his plus one. Mustang said he was only doing it to make people faint, but yeah, let's be real. Ed knew there was something more to it than that. Over the course of the evening, he really tried to find out what that was, and couldn't, and didn't. And, well, basically everyone he knew in the military was laughing at him. Except for Armstrong. He was crying, saying something about, "Oh, young love, how beautiful!" Or something. It was weird, but the guy was kind of off anyway. Yeah, well, he wasn't as off as Ed found out at the end of the evening when he finally just asked Roy why he invited him, because he figured it was just to make everyone, you know, like, uncomfortable, and that is what Roy had said, but he knew... Ed knew he was lying, and yeah, then Roy, who had quite a bit to drink, alcohol was disgusting, okay? Super disgusting. How Roy could drink the stuff? Ugh. But yeah, then, yeah, Roy kissed him. Kissed him! And it turns out that was everything Ed had ever wanted. So, yeah. Yeah. Turns out Armstrong wasn't as wrong as Ed thought he was. And also, Ed was never telling Al about this. Ever. He would laugh way too hard, and he would tell Winry, and Winry would never let him live it down. Apart from all their friends laughing at them forever about how long it took them to get together and how oblivious Ed was, they lived happily ever after. The end. Happy holidays, Yuenif!